Operation Storm is the first ever military action that prevented genocide. It prevented the genocide in the region of Bihać, in the western part of Bosnia, where there were at that time about 150,000 people, and where I expected that in the case, if the case of Srebrenica happened again, there would have been at least 12,000 people killed. For that reason, I gave specifically asked President Tudjman to take military action. And now we'll take a background. I'm Jewish. I come from a Holocaust family, which all of my family has been killed during the Holocaust, and I do detest genocide. And I ask that genocides be prevented. So when this conflict started, I wanted to use the suffering of what happened into the European Jews to prevent genocide as much as I could in that war. It started in Dubrovnik in 1991. Together also I worked at that time with Bernard Kouchner, present Minister of Foreign Affairs, and I asked him we should protect right to a home, not to take people away, and I told him that Holocaust began in 1933, not in 1942, when people lost their homes, not when they were taken to the concentration camps. It went on this concept in 1992, when the war in Bosnia started, and we faced all of the issues in Bosnia. At first at that time, and we observed that in the region of today's where Oluja was done, happened, the most western part where major world religions historically meet, Orthodox, Catholic, and Muslim, as the frictions of continents. So this was the friction of major faiths, place where we have to find peace and how to work together in the 21st century. We had one more friction. In 1992, as the beginning of the war, out of 300,000 people who lived there, 100,000 were Croatians. They left. They were chased out. I don't like the term ethnic cleansing. Nothing is clean because of it. It is dirty. So it is chasing of people, chasing them out. Germany did not become cleaner when it chased Jews out. So that happened in 92. In 93, we fought. We looked for the way how to, for so-called white way, and in a peaceful way entered Central Bosnia, brought peace to the in the conflict between Croats and Muslims, and then had joined the largest ever humanitarian joint enterprise between Muslims and Christians throughout history, the biggest. I went to the United States to the Center for Health and Human Rights of Jonathan Mann, and we organized the first conference on the prevention of genocide. Also, I talked to Newsday, and Newsday published an interview called "The Most Profitable Business: Genocide." And I asked Helen Fine, a distinguished genocide scholar, not to speak only about the crimes from history, but to start prevention of genocide. She spoke in the Holocaust Museum that these words were the beginning of the concept of the prevention of genocide. Newsday asked me to write a book, but I had no time to stay in the United States and write books. I had to go to the real people in real life and to prevent future genocide. From that position, I went from one place to another and did what I could. In 1994, I organized refugees from Croatia in so-called blockade, that we used 150,000 people together in supporting of those Croatians that were chased to block the UN forces in Krajina now, and to ask, we want to go home, let us home. That is the largest peace action that happened in Europe since Second World War. If they were capable of United Nations representatives to comprehend what it means, and they let home, there would have never been Operation Storm, because the issue would have been solved peacefully. But it did not happen. In 1995, at the beginning of 1995, spring of 95, there was a summit of the heads of state in Copenhagen. I spoke there about the most tragic Europeans. And I was afraid what will happen in the UN protected areas. But there was no understanding. They could not comprehend. Actually, the heads of state did. There was no ability to give meaning to basic decisions in a war at that time. Immediately after that, there was a very tragic killing of a large number of young people and children in Tuzla. I went to Tuzla and I used there, as I did elsewhere, so-called rapid knowledge. And this, my talk, is rapid knowledge, how to get understanding about something which happened, about the events, and which you who listen to this, you have to have understand, because you are responsible not to be on this side or that side, but to get knowledge needed so that you can take decision, that you can take a position that tomorrow you will not be afraid of, that you will be able to tell your own children, however far away, that you knew what position to take. So I went to Tuzla and asked them, and I have a book that they have written about what happened to their children, as if those children lived. I said, I will not permit them this genocide to happen, this mass killing, even if on paper, but these young people will live. And every family wrote on average how longer they would live, what they wanted to accomplish, what was their vision. I think even if dead, they will have hopes, they will have vision, they will have their dreams, their world will exist. And it was given with the support of Hans Kischnick, and at that time also Mayor Beslagic of Tuzla. After this happened, but a fascinating thing, I wanted it to be very fast, so to bring it to United Nations. But these parents, people who loved those killed ones, they wanted to make a nicer book. So it could not be in time for Srebrenica. But when Srebrenica happened, at that time Bihać was endangered from two sides. These forces of United Nations, in 3 years being there, they were not able to bring people back, but they actually allowed to keep people being killed in the territory who remained, and they were allowed to Bihać to be attacked from both sides, from this UN-held territory and from the Serbian, so-called Serbian Republic in Bosnia and Herzegovina. On the 9th of July, Srebrenica, Mladic entered Srebrenica and afterwards killed 8,000 people there, which, as the UN court on both sides, the UN special court, but the regular UN court, defined as genocide. More than that, it is in the case of Serbia, it was found guilty of not preventing genocide, and it is the first state ever mentioned, and it defined responsibility of states to prevent genocide. It's a shame that there was no immediate summit called on the responsibility of all heads of state to prevent genocide. There should be, if there is one body joined of all the heads of state which should exist, it's a body to prevent genocide, a council to prevent genocide. But even Secretary General of United Nations used to have advisor on the prevention of genocide, but he no longer has it, because they had not sufficient, as Hannah Arendt would say, will. There is knowledge, there is experience, there is no powerful enough will to prevent genocide. And United Nations, which has no will to prevent genocide, is not United Nations, and we don't need it, because it has no vision and it is not respecting the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Convention on the Prevention of Genocide. At that time I went. We failed. They wouldn't let us into Bihać in a peaceful way with the convoys for Bihać, and I was dead scared. And as a doctor, I knew that meant that prevention failed. I divide medically. I divide, let's say, in say cases of cancer. Cancer is destruction. It destroys organism. But when we do operation like mastectomy, it's using of a force. We don't like using mastectomy. Every mastectomy is a failure of prevention. But which saves lives. It's an operation of saving life. So I said to President Tudjman, President Tudjman, I don't know how to prevent genocide in this case further on. I have no further knowledge of nonviolent means, and that's why Operation Storm was ordered, and it broke down. It's a strictly Good Samaritan intervention. It has nothing to do with liberation. It's exclusively humanitarian. Why so? Because in order to be to liberate, we would have had to take all the risks that come aside with breaking of the military force. We would surround the territory. We wouldn't allow Serbs to come out. They would stay there. We would prevent all the crimes that went further on. We would prevent looting. But the time was, shall we prevent genocide or not? We have seen the case of Rwanda. We have seen the Srebrenica, where international community, not only that it didn't prevent it, but it didn't pass. It didn't analyze why it failed in prevention genocide. We must go years back when Jews pleaded with British, bomb the Auschwitz. Even these people will lose life, but stop what is going on. They didn't. So we did this intervention. We stopped. We saved the people in genocide. I went the first day there, and I spoke on the television, and I have a material on it, and I said to the people there, when they started asking me, said, dear women of Bihać, Bišćanke and Bišćani, I congratulate you. You are the first people in human history that won over genocide. You are the victors against genocide, and my deepest respect for that. But immediately I went to the camps. The other issues came. What can we do now with the side effects when the operation is on? How do you care? So I went how to protect first the patients in the hospital in Knin, so that nothing would happen comparative to what happened in the Vukovar hospital when Croatian soldiers and others were killed. So I protected all of them. You never heard a word about. I went to the camps where Serbs are, and who are people who were there at the UN camp, and I pleaded with them. I told them, this is your country. You have a right to your home. Don't go anywhere. Don't listen to going anywhere, because they will take you away from your... They first misuse you in your own, in your home, then they will take you away from your home, and then you will never have a new home. So stay here.